We're ready to go again, and we're not going to fool around. Dave Alvin and the Guilty Ones. San Francisco. Thank you all for coming to the beautiful, fabulous, magnificent, spectacular Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival. We're going to start with a Big Bill Brunzi song. It's a song about a flood. We're dedicated to all our friends in Houston, Beaumont, Florida, Puerto Rico. Early one morning, water was coming in my door. Early one morning, water was coming in my door. It was the Ohio River telling us to get ready. Let's get ready, go. Well, it was dark and it was raining. You could hear them howling wind. It was dark and it was raining. You could hear them howling wind. Well, if I get away this time, Lord, I won't never come back. Back here again. Cause my baby was crying. We didn't have a thing to eat. Water had come and washed everything I had down the street. It was early one morning. Water was coming in my door. It was the Ohio River telling us to get ready. Let's get ready. But there were no boats around. Lord, I was crying for mercy, but there were no boats around. Well, if I stay here much longer, people, I believe I'm gonna drown. I'm gonna drown. My house started shaking. Floating on down the street. Well, in the dark hit midnight, you could hear people hollering and screaming. It was early one morning. Water was coming in my door. It was the Ohio River telling us to get ready, telling us to get ready to go. said Bill Haley, in a pancake house near the Rio Grande. Well, the waitress said, honey, I don't know you from diddly. See, to me, you're just another tired old man. Well, they walked all alone down on Main Street, and he was talking to the ceiling and the walls. And then he closed his eyes and he hit the stage way back in 1955, as the screen of the children filled the hall. There was no moon shining on the Rio Grande as a truck of migrants pulled to town. And the jukebox was busted at the bus depot when Haley's car hit the ground. Down on Main Street, and he was tearing at the whiskey in his hand, and he was staring at a reflection in the barnstore window of a sad and lonely tired old man. There was no moon shining on the Rio Grande as the truck of migrants pulled to town. The jukebox was busted at the bus depot when Haley's comet hit the ground. Cop walks in through a pancake house in Harlingen, Texas, and he ordered up a couple of cups to go. And then he tells the waitress, hey, Yolanda, you know, I just found the body of that old guy who said he was famous long ago. There was no moon shining on the Rio Grande as a truck of migrants pulled to town, and the jukebox was busted at the bus depot when Haley's comet hit the ground. Thank you very much. We'd like to do an old political number that I recorded on the last record I did with my big brother Phil. Big brother Phil couldn't be here today because he's a big old bum. So we'll try to do this one without him. And it's a song from the 1930s, but it is applicable today, even on this beautiful, gorgeous afternoon in Golden Gate Park. It's still the truth. I declare this whole world in a bad condition. bad condition. I guess I better make a move. I better move. I better move. Now the preacher comes to your house and he asks you to take his hat. You know the next thing the reverend wants to know is, sister, where's your husband at? I better make a move. I better move. I better move. Now you see that politician, and he claims that he's working for you. But when he asks you for a donation, he slips a dollar down in his shoe. Very much. I declare the world is in a bad condition, Golden Gate Park. But not here, not right now, right this second, not these beautiful days that we have here together. Now, speaking of my big brother, this is a song I wrote for my brother to sing many years ago. And over the years, many other people have recorded this song and sung it. And I know what you're going to say. Yes, I know my brother sings it better than I do. I know that everybody who has recorded this song sings it better than I do. But you know what? I wrote it, so I don't care. Night wolves moan. sit in the back of a long white Cadillac. Train whistle crack, lost on its own track. I close my eyes, sitting in the back of a long white Cadillac. One time I had all that I wanted, but it just slipped right through my head. One time I sent away the sorrow, one time I took it like a man. Now the headlights shine and my highway fades to black. It's my last ride and I'm never coming back in a long white Cadillac. We'll be right back. Texas on a Christmas night with a gun in his hand and his name up in lights. He was young and handsome, the prince of the blues, in a shark skin suit and alligator shoes. He was flirting with the women who had come backstage, and he said, ladies want to see me play a wild little game. But Big Mama thought to say, go sing your song, put that damn gun down before something goes wrong. Big Mama cried, dear Lord, Big Mama said. He put a .22 pistol right up to his head. Then he smiled at the lady. Johnny Ace is dead. Well, the band leader set his saxophone down and said, I think I better split before the cops come around. While the crowd in the theater slowly drifted away with their heads hung low, not sure of what to say. But Slick Don Robey, the record company man, with big diamond rings on both his hands, said, I'm gonna send him home to Memphis in a refrigerated truck, cause Johnny Ace gonna make me a million bucks, yeah. Big Mama cried, dear Lord, Big Mama said. He put a .22 pistol right up to his head. And he smiled at the ladies. And now Johnny Ace is dead. People of Golden Gate Park. Now, when Johnny Ace got back home to Memphis, Tennessee, everyone on Beale Street came out to see. You know, there were pimps. Hustlers acting cool in their straw hat. There were husbands. Where's a husband around here? And wives on their phone in their straw hat. And women, old and young, young and old, all came to say farewell, Johnny Ace. Goodbye. And as the choir sang and the preachers prayed, 5,000 mourners marching to his grave. Well, there may be a heaven and there may be a hell. No one knows for sure, but right now Johnny Ace knows damn well. Big Mama cried, dear Lord, Big Mama said. He put a .22 pistol right up to his head. Then he smiled at the ladies. And now Johnny Ace is dead. Thank you very much. I'd like to do a song right now that I wrote that I have. It's a downer. I'm giving you advance warning. This is a bit of existentialism on a beautiful fall afternoon. We're going to get dark. We're going to see if we can't get some clouds over that sun with this song here. And for all the times that I have been blessed to play this magnificent festival, I've never done this song here because, like I said, it's a downer. But you know what? You're special. I scored some speed out in San Bernardino so me and baby could get a little bump. And now she's in that motel room in Tracy putting on a show for some chump. But times are extremely interesting and baby's got to make a living. And I don't mind waiting out in the car, 'cause I got some 9mm of muscle. In case things go too far. But you know me, hardly strictly bluegrass. You know that I like to take it easy. And I just wanna go with the flow. But sometimes things can get a little bit, well, out of control. Well, my old man worked his whole life down in the Kaiser Steel slag pit. Man, I worked there for a while back when I was a kid, but I got tired of all that shit. But that was years ago, before they tore the Fontana plant down. And my old man smoked himself into a 6-foot hole in the ground. But you know, I got the same bad habit, and it'll probably take its toll. But I know it's the only thing keeping me from going out of control. Ex-wife, she's working evenings down at a Sizzler making minimum wage. And she's living with her kids at houses every day just like some slave. And she's living with her kids in a mobile home just off the 60 freeway. And some nights I go down to see her, yeah, and sometimes she wants me to stay. 'Cause you know that since she found Jesus, she's always trying to save my soul. But sometimes, you know, all she really wants to do is get out of control. Construction, But I never got along with my boss, so I do a little import and export, making enough just to cover my costs. And I'm losing my hair and I'm losing my teeth, but you know I'm trying to keep my grip and just live to see one more day without making any stupid slips. Cause you know I could have played the game, I could have done just what I was told. But I believe I was born more than a little bit. Baby gets done over there, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna go out for a little ride. We're gonna cruise up into the mountains, park the car, and we'll get a little high. Cause baby likes to look at the shooting stars and make wishes as they fly by. And you know that I like looking down at the city from way up there in the sky. And then I'll pull baby close to me when it starts getting cold. Close my eyes for a little while and just let the world spin out of control. Thank you very much. You know, in my songs, a lot of people tend to die. But this one, no one dies in this one. It's a song I wrote about my hometown, and I wrote it about your hometown, too. And we're either really late on this one, or we're so hip and early. You decide. When I get home from work, oh, but things just ain't the same. She turns out the lights and she cries in the dark and won't answer when I call her name. And on the stairs I smoke a hook cigarette alone. The Mexican kids are shooting.
Hey, baby, this is for the new life.
Gives me her cheek, but I want her lips, and I don't have the strength to go on the lost side of town in a dark apartment. We gave up trying so long ago. On the stairs I smoke a cigarette alone. Mexican kids I shoot flowers below. Hey, baby, it's a 4th of July. Hey, baby, it's a 4th of July. So dry your tears, come on, walk outside. It's a 4th of July. to show you something, go right to your head. I got a line on you, baby. Now the summer is over, winter is coming on strong. Got to love you, love you, love you all year long. I got a line on you, baby.
Got a line on you, baby.
I got a line on you, baby. Once again, we'd like to thank Harley Strictly Bluegrass for having us here. On the bass guitar from Austin, Texas, Mr. Brad Fordham. Originally from Oakland, California, over there playing the fancy guitar, please give it up for Mr. Chris Miller. On the harmonica, originally from Oakland, California, please give it up for Jack Rudy. Back here on the drums, born and raised in Dripping Springs, Texas, the guiltiest of the guilty women, give it up for Lisa Pankratz on the drums. Once again, for Brad Porto, Chris Miller, Jack Rudy, and Lisa Pankratz, I'm Phil Alvin's little brother. We'll see you all around the festival somewhere. Adios.
Dave Alvin and the Guilty Ones.